Vandals Baseball on 107.1 FM WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, Heck Chevrolet, Country Financial Agents Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, People's State Bank, Joe's Pizza and Pasta, Bluff Equipment and Bluff City, LCB, CPAs and Advisors, Hunter Appliance, Heating and Air, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Holton File Funeral Home, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Kaskaskia College, Timmerman & Company, Hosick Motors, Bank of Hillsboro, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty & Click Insurance, Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brannon, Riedel Law Office, Copper Penny & Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, Mars Plumbing & Heating Incorporated, Lock Flooring Innovations, Dynamic Dental Group, Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the City of Vandalia, First State Bank of Beecher City, Sloan Implement, and Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction.
And we say good afternoon and welcome to Vandals Baseball here on WKRV. We are at Vandalia Mutual Field this afternoon on a windy, a very nice day, but a windy day. And as the Vandals get set for South Central Conference action today, the Vandals will take on the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. Vandals come in at 7-6 on the season. Southwestern is at 11-4. Looking at the starting lineups, we'll start off first with the Vandals. Cale Conrad, who's hitting over 600 on the year, he will lead off. He is at third base. Jack Lewis will hit second. He is at short. Carson Lutz is in right field and will hit third. Andrew Kelly will hit fourth, and he is in center field. Connor DePue will hit fifth, and he is in left field. Andrew Casey will hit sixth. He's doing the catching. Chase Kierlock will DH for Brady Elder, who will be on the mound today. Aiden Jones will be at first base and hitting eighth, and Quentin Stumball will bat ninth and play short. On the other side for Southwestern, Rocky Dar, who's having a very nice spring season, he will lead off for Southwestern and play short. Adam Hale will bat second, and he'll be doing the pitching today. Ryan Lois will hit third and play left field. Mac Payne also putting together a very strong season so far for Southwestern, will hit fourth and play third base. Hunter Newell will be in center field and hit fifth. Colin Lamar will hit sixth and play second. Parker Lamar will play first base and hit seventh. Hitting in the eighth spot for Southwestern is their catcher Reed Campbell, and Logan Crane will hit ninth and play left field today for the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. Vandals come in at 7-6 on the season. They have lost their only two games so far this week. Were rained out yesterday. They were scheduled to be at Shelbyville yesterday, but got rained out, so we'll be looking to get back on. They won two games on Saturday, a week ago Saturday. Well, not quite a week ago, 6 days ago. The Vandals picked up two wins that day, but lost earlier this week to Lincolnwood and to Staunton before being rained out yesterday. As you can tell, the wind, well, if you've been outside today, even if you haven't been outside, you probably could hear the wind. It is a very, very windy day, and when the wind gusts hit, it is pretty rough in the wind tunnel up here. I don't know what it'll do. It'll be interesting to see. Seems to be kind of a crosswind, kind of coming across the outfield here, but if a ball got up into that wind when they got a gust, we could see it be a little bit of an issue for an outfielder for today. There's no question about that. So that's something to watch for, is that wind will stay with us. Coach Casey was thinking it might die down here pretty soon, but so far the gusts have still been coming pretty good and pretty hard. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we should be about ready to get this one underway here on WKRV.
Shopping local. We talk a lot about it, and everyone knows it's the right thing to do. It helps our friends and neighbors, and it helps our local economy. But remember that shopping local goes for that next car purchase, too. Yeah, it's really easy to get drawn out of town for a car purchase, but staying local just makes a lot of sense. That's because Hosick Motors in Vandalia is going to treat you right throughout the process. They'll get you a great deal on your next vehicle, and then they'll make sure that vehicle stays in top working condition with their award-winning service department. That's because Hosick Motors isn't looking for that one car purchase. They want you to be a customer for life. So before you head out of town, head over to Sunset Drive in Vandalia and see what Hosick Motors has to offer. Stop in and talk with their friendly staff, or you can check out their inventory anytime, 24/7, at hosicks.com. That's hosicks.com. Get a great deal and great service after the sale. Shop local. Shop Hosick Motors in Vandalia.
If you're a farmer, you may wonder how well your bank understands your business, especially when you need a loan. Agriculture is a whole different animal, but so is Bank of Hillsboro. Our decades of experience serving agriculture customers across South Central Illinois, combined with our personalized prompt service, means our customers receive the guidance and expertise not found elsewhere. I'm Misty Barrowman, farmer and president and CEO of Bank of Hillsboro. Let's make it happen. Visit bankhillsboro.com to learn more. Bank of Hillsboro is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
So the Vandals have taken the field as we get set to get underway. The umpires meeting with both head coaches at home plate. Coach Casey, Coach Angelo talking things over a little bit on the field. I'm not sure. I always wonder about it when they talk. You know, they meet and they talk. Usually it's about ground rules a little bit. They're still chatting at home plate. Radio is warming up. Andrew Casey stepped out in front to take the ball. So now I think they're – but I always kind of wonder when you got a field like Vandalia, you meet your field, it's laid out pretty easy. It's pretty simple. You know, you talk ground rules and different things. What are you talking about? I mean, they do have the yellow above from right field to right center and left field to left center. So if it hits the yellow – it's the yellow on the fence. It's a home run, I presume. But otherwise, there's not a whole lot that you lay out, I would think. So the wind will be a little bit of a factor. We'll see if it dies down as we go along. The field looks marvelous. It absolutely looks great. The rain that we've had over the past couple of weeks has greened everything up quite a bit. The trees are blooming. There's still some trees that haven't really bloomed out yet, but they're blooming at this point, and the grass really looks good. When you get the season started, it's a little patchy pretty much everywhere you go, but it's really greening up and looking good, and the field overall looks good. Now, Coach Casey said there's a few spots in the outfield that are a little rough today, which is to be expected, but overall the field looks really, really good here today. So Brady Elder will be on the mound against a very solid Southwestern team. And Southwestern is just always a very solid baseball team. They are always a very solid team when it comes to baseball. And it's kind of one of those things. It's just always been tradition for them. They're very solid baseball-wise. And, you know, for anybody that knows, the former Cardinal closer, Jason Isringhausen, that's where he went to school. At Southwestern, and they have always put together a really nice program. When the Vandals won the conference a few years back, it was that was the huge matchup, was when the two teams met here that year to decide, and that went a long way to decide. The Vandals won 1-0, 2-1 ball game that day, and the Vandals were able to win the conference that day. So Southwestern always solid, and Rocky Dar is up and ready to go, and Brady Elder will be on the mound. Brady's been very good for the Vandals so far this year. Vandals in their home whites, white hats with the red bills. Southwestern, first pitch of the ball game is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Southwestern with their green jerseys trimmed in gold and their white pants with the stripe down the side as we go. Brady Elder with his 0-1 pitch on the way, a swing and a miss, and it is 0-2 on Rocky Dar. No balls, two strikes on Rocky Dar, right-handed batter against the right-hander Brady Elder. That pitch misses outside, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. On Rocky Dar, shortstop, leadoff hitter for Southwestern here this afternoon. 1-2 pitch. This is low and got away, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. On Rocky Dar, Adam Hale, Ryan Lois to hit after that for the Piesaw Birds. The 2-2 pitch. On the way. Missed outside, and it's full. 3-2. So from 0-2 to 3-2. I tell you what, sometimes, and see how this 3-2 pitch goes before I approach this next subject. The 3-2. And that is ball 4 inside. Sometimes in the high school game, I wonder about wasting the 0-2 pitch. I really do, because you got a guy 0-2, you kind of waste one or get him to chase different things. And I don't know. I think sometimes at the high school level, you're better off just to keep it on attack mode because things can switch really quickly. Adam Hale steps in, right-handed batter, throw over to first, runner dives back in safely, and I'm not questioning anybody's strategy. That's been the strategy in baseball forever, mainly because you got hitters that are sitting dead red because they're 0-2 and things like that. But sometimes you see a lot of times in high school it goes from 0-2 to the guy drawing a walk. First pitch to the batter is low and in the dirt for a ball. And it's 1-0, and Brady's missed with his last five after throwing two strikes to get us started. Runner on at first to get us started, just underway in this one. Vandalia Mutual Field, the Vandals and the Southwestern Pie Sawbirds throw over to first. That was closer as Rocky Dart dove back in front of the tag by Aiden Jones. Brady comes set. The runner is going. The pitch is a strike. Andrew Casey came up ready to fire but couldn't hang on to the ball. So it is a stolen base for Rocky Dar, and he is in scoring position with a 1-1 count on the hitter Adam Hale. So 1-1 our count. Runner on at second. Nobody out top of the first. Pitch. Swinging a line drive. Pretty well hit. Into left field for a base hit. Connor DePue got to it very quickly. Gets it back in quickly. And it is now first and third with nobody out. So single by Adam Hale. And it is first and third with nobody out. First and third, nobody out. And the hitter will be Ryan Lois. Ryan Lois will be the hitter. Wind howls again. Lois, the right-handed batter, left fielder steps in. Runner from first is going. Throw down is cut off. So the runner will steal, but they wanted to make sure that the runner from third didn't break. So second and third now, nobody out. The 0-1 pitch to Ryan Lois. This is inside and high. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike on Ryan Lois. 1-1 the count. Pitch to the plate. That's strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. One and two the count. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. Brady Elder comes set. His pitch to the plate. Swing a little tapper foul right at home plate. It'll stay 1-2. One ball, two strikes. I think I had this swapped earlier. I wrote it down wrong. Jack Lewis is at shortstop, and Quint Stumbaugh is at second base today. I accidentally wrote them both down at shortstop, which would get complicated. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes on Ryan Lois. Brady Elder's pitch to the plate. Swinging a line drive, pretty well hit into right field. That is a base hit. Runner will come home for it. They'll hold the other runner. So it will be 1-0 Southwestern on the RBI single by Ryan Lois. And it'll be first and third with nobody out. Carson Lutz in right field got that one back in quickly. And it is first and third with one out, nobody out, I should say, and a run in for Southwestern, and the hitter is Mac Payne. Payne's putting together a very nice spring season, both at the plate and on the mound. At first pitch, they say it's a balk. So a balk on Brady Elder, and that'll bring home a run. So a balk allows a runner to go to second. I did not see what Brady did. Allows a runner to go to second and another runner to come home, so it's 2-0. 1-0 count on the hitter, Mac Payne. Throw back to second. And the runner back in safely. 2-0, Southwestern on top here in the top of the first inning. Vandals still looking to record their first out. Mac Payne waiting on his first pitch in the at-bat. Swing and a fly ball, right field. Carson Lutz coming over, makes the catch, and the runner from second will tag and go to third. So there is one out in the inning. And Carson Lutz taking care of the man out there. Lois tags goes to third. So there is a man out. And now Hunter Newell will be the hitter. So Hunter Newell, their center fielder, another right-handed batter. This ball gets away, but not that far. And the runner at third stays put. And it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count. On the hitter, Newell. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 pitch. High, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. On Hunter Newell, center fielder for Southwestern. Runner at third, one out. Vandals bring the infield in. The pitch, swing and a ground ball, foul. And it's 2-1, two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. Runner on at third with one out. Elder comes set. It's pitched to the plate. Swinging a ground ball to short. Jack Lewis cuts it off, throws on to first. And Aiden Jones dropped it. Popped out of his glove. He couldn't hang on to it. And it'll be first and third with one out. Jack Lewis, with the Vandals playing the infield in, he made the play, threw on to first. Aiden Jones just couldn't hang on to it at first base. So it's first and third and one out, and the hitter will be Colin Lamar. So Lamar steps in, right-handed batter. Runner is going. The pitch is a strike. The throw is cut off, and they'll allow the runner to take second. And it'll be second and third with one out. Second and third, one out. 0-1 the count. On the hitter, Colin Lamar. Brady Elder looks in to get his sign. Has the one he wants. Comes set. His pitch to the plate. Popped up. Sky high behind home plate. Andrew Casey going back, fights the wind and dives for it and catches it. He was stumbling, coming over on the third base side, but he was able to hang on and catch it, fighting that wind. And there are two gone. And Parker Lamar will be the hitter, first left-handed batter. Parker Lamar, left-handed batter, will step in. Second and third now with two out. Brady Elder looks in to get his sign from Andrew Casey. Has the one he wants. Comes set, his pitch. Fouled out of play. Right side. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Pardon my directions there. That was the left side. No balls and a strike. The 0-1. Brady Elder on the way. This is outside for a ball. And it's 1-1. Andrew Casey came up ready to throw to third. It's got a little bit of a gap, but the runner was not that far off. 1-1 the count. Pitch. That's a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2. Second and third, two down. 1-2 count on the hitter, Parker Lamar. Brady Elder comes set. His 1-2 pitch on the way. Line drive down the left field line. That is going to get down, and a couple of runs are going to score. Lamar is going to dig for second, and he will be there with a two-run double. Parker Lamar with the two-out, two-strike double. Brings home two runs for Southwestern. And they now lead it 4-0 here in the top of the first inning. And Reed Campbell, their catcher, will step in to hit. Brady Elder's pitch to the plate. Swinging a line drive, hard hit. Back through the middle for a base hit. The runner from third coming around to score. Here's the throw, and they're going to have him. And they throw the runner out. So Andrew Kelly with a nice throw home. And they're able to peg the runner trying to score. Southwestern puts four on the board here in the first. We head to the bottom of the first inning. They lead it 4-0. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
Putting off planning for your future? Country Financial gets it. You know you're supposed to plan for retirement early. You know you're supposed to plan for things like going back to school and sending your kids to college. But do you? If you do, then Country Financial can help keep you on track. If not, don't feel bad. You're not alone. At Country Financial, they're here to help you create a solid plan based on your unique situation and goals with products and services that can help keep you on track. Give Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, your Country Financial representatives, a call today at 618-283-1054.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holton File Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holton File Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holton File Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
It's back here for the bottom of the first inning. And the Vandals trail 4-0 to Southwestern. It'll be Cale Conrad, Jack Lewis, and Carson Lutz to hit for the Vandals. Cale Conrad hitting over 600 on the year. I think maybe game one of the season at Father McGivney, he did not have a hit, but I think that's it. And most days it's been multi-hit games for Cale. Cale Conrad steps in to lead off against Hale. And the first pitch on the way, and it is high and away for a ball. And it's 1-0. So the Vandals got some work to do. They trail 4-0 as they bat here in the bottom of the first. So Adam Hale, right-hander, a little bit of a funky windup, and a line drive. And that is a base hit for Cale Conrad. So he is on with a base hit up the middle. The other thing is how hard he's hit the ball a lot of times. He's got a kind of a slash swing, and it's kind of Willie McGee-esque. I said that to somebody the other day, and they agreed. He's kind of got that kind of swing about him, and then his speed. And so Jack Lewis steps in. That first pitch is high for a ball to Jack Lewis. He's established himself very well this season already, pitching, playing the infield for the Vandals. He's dealt with a little bit of an issue. The runner is going, swing and a miss. Throw down to second. It's in the dirt. Cale Conrad has a stolen base. So the Vandals have a runner in scoring position right out of the gate. So far, that wind is not dying down. Still getting the gusts. That pitch is high for a ball. And it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Jack Lewis. Runner on at second for the Vandals. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. They trail 4-0. Pitch. Swinging a liner foul. Down the right field line and out of play. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Base umpire lost his hat. 2-2, two balls, two strikes. It's that kind of day. 2-2. The pitch. This is outside for a ball, full. 3-2. Runner on at second. Nobody out for the Vandals here in the bottom of the first. They trail 4-0. Trying to make up a little bit. Hale looks in to get his sign. Comes set. His pitch to the plate. Strike three called. Jack Lewis thought he had drawn the walk and took a couple of strides toward first, but he gets called out on strikes. There is one gone. And now Carson Lutz steps in. Carson going well offensively. Runner on at second. One out. First pitch to it. Swinging a fly ball. Well hit into left field. That one is up in the jet stream, and it's going to one-hop the fence. Cale Conrad will make the turnaround third. He'll come home to score. And Carson Lutz will have an RBI double to get the Vandals on the board. I was thinking the wind might help that one. And it might have, but I was thinking it might push it out of here, but it ends up being an RBI double, and now Andrew Kelly steps in. So a runner on at second. One out, and Andrew Kelly stepping in the pitch. This is outside for a ball. Andrew Kelly's been going well lately offensively. The Vandals are a pretty good offensive team. They've had some games where they've not been able to get the runs on board, but they've had a lot of hits. Pitch, swing, miss, and it is 1-1. One ball, one strike. We've been in about a 2 or 3 minute segment here where the gusts have been coming pretty hard with the wind. I'm hoping it dies down to just gusts would go. That'd be the biggest thing. Popped up behind home plate. I think it'll get out of play, and it will. And it is 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Andrew Kelly. Connor DePue will follow. Runner on at second with one out for the Vandals. They trail 4-1 here in the bottom of the first. So we've seen 5 runs scored in this first inning. Pitch. Just outside 2-2. South Central and Greenville played last night at Grizzly Stadium between the two teams. They scored 5 runs the whole game. It was a 3-2 ball game. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Hale comes set. It's pitched to the plate. Strike three called, and there's two gone. And Connor DePue will be the hitter. So Connor DePue will step in. With a runner on at second, 2 down for the Vandals. Runner at second, 2 outs, first pitch. Misses outside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Foul back into the screen. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Runner on at second. 2 down. The 1-1 pitch from Hale to Connor DePue. That's a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Runner on at second is Carson Lutz. 2 down. 1-2. Coming set. The pitch to the plate. Strike three called, and the inning is over. The Vandals do get one run back on the Carson Lutz RBI double. We head to the top of the second inning. Southwestern leads the Vandals 4-1. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
When shopping for new flooring, you focus on three things: look, quality, and price. Here at Lock Flooring Innovations, we understand why all of these are important and invite you to stop by and shop our Made in America sale. From now until April 17th, save on select Mohawk Revwood Plus hard surface flooring that features a lifetime all-pet warranty that covers all pets, all accidents, all the time, making it suitable for any room. Get the beauty of hardwood floors with the toughness of laminate. Also, take advantage of Pergo flooring on sale now. Pergo is extremely durable with the look, protection, and guarantee you expect from a high-performance floor. Let us help you tackle your home improvement projects while buying American-made products on sale right now at Lock Flooring Innovations. Sale ends April 17th. Visit Lock Flooring Innovations off Exit 61 in Vandalia or call 618-322-3863. 618-322-3863.
So back here for the top of the second inning. And the Vandals trailing Southwestern 4-1. The Vandals got one run back on the RBI double by Carson Lutz. And it'll be the 9-1-2 up for Southwestern. Logan Crane and back to the top of the order, and Rocky Dar and Adam Hale here in this second inning. So the left fielder Crane steps in. First pitch to it. Swing and a tapper foul toward the Southwestern dugout on the third base side. And it's 0-1. We're at Vandalia Mutual Field. Vandals and the Southwestern Piesaw Birds in South Central Conference action today. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball to second. Clinton Stumball fields, throws in time. And there's one out. One out, and the hitter will be Rocky Dar. Dar walked, stole a base, and came around to score last inning for Southwestern. They lead it 4-1 here in the top of the second. Rocky Dar, right-handed hitter. Brady Elder had him down 0-2 before he lost him. Pitch. I think it was behind him from his reaction anyway. And it's ball one. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count on Rocky Dar. Brady Elder's 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nope, foul tip. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count on Rocky Dar. A 1-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a fly ball, pretty well hit into center field, base hit. And Rocky Dar is on with a one-out single. So Dar is on with a one-out single, and Adam Hale will step in. He singled and scored last inning. And Brady Elder would like a new baseball. Home plate umpire examines it and puts it back in his bag. You see that a lot. They don't see anything wrong with it. Sometimes the pitcher just doesn't like the seams, the grip, not as good as you'd like. Throw over to first. Runner, whoo, that was close. Runner just did get back underneath that one. So, one out and a runner at first. And Adam Hale is the hitter. Elder looks at the runner. Now he comes set. Now he steps off. Runner on at first, one out. Brady looks at the runner. Now he comes set. Now he's throw over to first, and he gets away. And that's going to allow the runner to take second base. So a runner at second as pickoff throw got away. And it's a runner at second now with one out. Adam Hale has not seen a pitch just yet. The first two in, fouled out of play, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike on Adam Hale. It's about 65 degrees, but with that wind, it Knocks down that temperature a little bit. Runner on at second, one out. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. Jack Lewis looks the runner back. Now he gets him caught off, and he's going to tag him out. Good job by Jack Lewis. He looked the runner back, and the runner kind of committed a little bit too much, and he was able to go over and get the tag. So they get the lead man for the second out of the inning. And it'll be a runner on at first with two down. Ground ball right at Jack Lewis. He looked the runner back, and instead of taking a step back toward the bag, the runner kind of took a step toward him. And they ended up getting him out. And Ryan Lois now will bat with a runner on at first. And two down, the pitch. This is low and away for a ball. Lois had an RBI single, then came around to score himself last inning. Courtesy runner over at first for the pitcher, Hale. Pitch, swinging a ground ball to third. Cale Conrad will go across the diamond to first in time, and the inning is over. So a base runner, but nothing across for Southwestern in the top of the second. We head to the bottom half of the second inning. Southwestern leading the Vandals 4-1. Take a break on WKRV.
Whether it's a night out on the town or just for lunch, the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia is the place to go. They offer their full menu 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. The gaming room open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Wing Wednesday is back with 89-cent traditional and boneless wings. Dine in or carry out. DoorDash is available on the app or online. And Friday and Saturday, they have fried fish platters available all day. That's a Copper Penny right across from the State House and next to Charter's Patio in downtown Vandalia.
Experience folks that you've known and trusted for decades. That's Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction. Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction has better than 40 years of experience on their crew, and they're family owned and operated. Work performed by folks you know and trust. They're Vandalia's only local garage door service company. Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction installs, repairs, and services garage doors for both residential and commercial. And Durbin's also does commercial playground installation. You can give them a call at 283-4863. That's 283-4863. You can also visit their website at durbinsoverheaddoor.com, or you can check them out on Facebook. That's Durbin's Overhead Door and Construction in Vandalia.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Andrew Casey in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The next to him misses outside, and it's a ball and a strike. One ball, one strike. On Andrew Casey leading off here in the bottom of the second. The Vandals trail 4-1. The pitch swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Wind gusts are still very strong. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Andrew a little bit frustrated with himself. And there's one out, and the hitter will be Chase Kierlock. Chase Kierlock missed the first little bit of the season with an injury, but getting back into the swing of things. And the first pitch here to Chase is in there for a strike. He's DHing today. For Brady Elder, the 0-1. And that's a strike, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count on Chase Kierlock. Pitch. Strike three call. Hale has struck out five. He's retired five all by strikeout so far. And the hitter will be Aiden Jones. So Aiden Jones steps in. Two out, nobody on. First pitch to him, low and away for a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Hale back on top. His 1-0 pitch on the way. High. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Or 2-0, I should say. 2-0. Missed high. 2-0. 2-0 pitch. Excuse me, swing, and fouls it out of play. And it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike on Aiden Jones. Pitch to the plate. It's Swing and a line drive well hit down the right field line. It is fair and into the corner. Aiden Jones is around second. He is digging for third, and he is going to make it in with a two-out triple. So Aiden Jones straight down the line into right field. And he has a two-out triple, and the hitter will be Quentin Stumball. Let's see Quentin take advantage of his speed here. That'd be a great opportunity for the runner at third. Runner at third, two down. Quentin Stumball steps in. The pitch takes it for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Vandals, two left-handed batters, Carson Lutz and Aiden Jones, have both aired a couple out, double and a triple. Actually, three, because you count Cale Conrad. That pitch in there for a strike. So the Vandals, three of the Vandals, four left-handed batters. Andrew Casey struck out, but Cale Conrad, Carson Lutz, and Aiden Jones hit the ball hard. The pitch, swing a little tapper out in front of the plate. Pitcher fields, throws on in time. Good play. And the inning is over. So the Vandals get a two-out triple from Aiden Jones, nothing across. We head to the top of the third inning. And Southwestern leads the Vandals 4-1. Take a break on WKRV.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
Do you know where your food comes from? I'm Dustin Smith, in with People's State Bank, here to let you know that the majority of your food comes from family farms. Large and small farms are run by hardworking families just like yours, who share the same values as you. Through planning and passion, they provide safe food for your family and their own. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve the farm families in our communities.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Back here for the top of the third inning. People often ask why I use a clipboard, why I have a three-ring binder with my rosters inside the plastic sleeves. A lot of it is for days like this. If you didn't have that clipboard, you're holding onto your paper all the time, and it can get pretty wild. So Mac Payne will lead off for Southwestern here in the top of the third. The first pitch to him. This is inside for a ball. Southwestern leads it 4-1. They scored four runs in the first. The Vandals scored their one run in the first. And Brady Elder back to work here in the third. The pitch. Hit it. So Mac Payne is hit with the second pitch, the 1-0 pitch, and he is on. Mike Payne hit by a pitch up around the shoulder. And the hitter is Hunter Newell, who reached on an error his first time up and came around to score. Coming set is Brady Elder, the pitch. Swing and a foul back to the screen. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. 0-1 the count. On Hunter Newell. Coming set is Brady Elder, the pitch. Swinging a pop-up, foul, and out of play. And it'll be 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count. On Hunter Newell. Runner on at first. To lead off here in the top of the third for Southwestern. Brady Elder's next pitch is on the way. Swinging a ground ball to third. Cale Conrad knocks it down, but he's not going to have a chance to throw anybody out. It was a hard hit ball. He knocked it down, found it out in front of him, and no chance to throw anybody out. So the first two are on here in the top of the fourth, and the hitter will be Colin Lamar. He popped out to catcher. That was the one Andrew Casey had to fight the wind to come up with back in the first. First and second, nobody out. First pitch to Lamar. Takes it inside for a ball, 1-0, one ball, no strikes. And Brady Elder asking where that pitch was. And the umpire indicated it was inside. 1-0, one ball, no strikes. Pitch. That's a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1, one ball, one strike. 1-1, the count. Brady looks in to get his sign. Has the one he wants. Pitch to the plate. Up and in, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 pitch. On the way, the pitch. Swing and a line drive. That is caught at second base. And they end up getting a double play out of it. So caught, and they get the double play and get the out at second. And my apologies for being behind on that, but it's a little bit out of my vantage point from where I sit here. So there are two gone now. Two out and a runner at first. And the hitter is Parker Lamar. Throw over to first. Runner dives back in safely. So two out and a runner at first. Brady Elder comes set. The runner is going. The pitch is a strike. The throw down to second, not in time. And it is a stolen base for Hunter Newell. I thought that pitch was a strike, but I don't think it was. So runner on at second. And the next to Parker Lamar. This is outside for a ball. Runner on at second. Two down. We're in the top of the third inning. Southwestern leading the Vandals 4-1. Throw back to second. And the runner back in safely. Runner on at second. With two gone. Parker Lamar, left-handed batter for Southwestern. He doubled his first time up. Pitch to the plate. This is high. Three and oh, the count. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, the count on Lamar. Pitch to the plate. Takes a strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Three balls, one strike. Three-one pitch on the way. Fouled out of play, and it's full now. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Three balls, two strikes. Runner on at second, two down. Full count on Parker Lamar. Brady Elder back on top. Santa get his sign. Has one he wants. Comes set. His pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Foul tip. Andrew Casey hung on. And the inning is over. So a couple of base runners, but nothing across for Southwestern. We move to the bottom of the third inning. Southwestern leads the Vandals 4-1. Take a break on WKRV.
Are you looking for a safe and reliable way to grow your money? The FNB Community Bank has got you covered. Enjoy a 91-day auto-renewing CD with 5.09% APY, 5.03% APY on a 9-month CD interest due at maturity, and a 4.49% APY on a 14-month CD compounding monthly. A minimum balance of $1,000 is required to obtain the annual percentage yield on the CD specials. APY on CDs less than 12 months are based on them automatically renewing or being renewed. Visit them online at www.thefmb.com or call 618-283-1141 for more information. The FMB Community Bank, Vandalia, Greenville, Mulberry Grove, Ramsey, and Patoka. Member FDIC.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
Back here for the bottom of the third. First pitch to Cale Conrad is a rocket into center. And that is going to get over the center fielder's head. And Cale is on his way to second. And he may dig for third. Nope, going to hold it second with a leadoff double. Cale Conrad with a leadoff double. And the Vandals with a runner at second. Pitch. Misses outside for a ball. And it is 1-0 on Jack Lewis. So a double from Cale Conrad, his second hit of the day. Pitch. That is a strike, and it's 0-1. Or 1-1, I should say. 1-1. One ball, one strike on Jack Lewis. One ball, one strike. Playing a pop-up foul ground. And it is 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runner on at second. With nobody out. That pitch hit him. So Jack Lewis is on. So it's first and second. First and second. With nobody out, and Carson Lutz steps in. He doubled his first time up. Pitch. It's low and inside for a ball. And it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0, one ball, no strikes. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Swinging a hard hit ball by the first baseman. Nope, it's off his glove, and the second baseman ends up coming up with it. Off the first baseman's glove, second baseman ended up taking care of it. Both runners move up. So it's now second and third with one out. That goes 3-4-3. And Carson Lutz is retired. And Andrew Kelly will step in. So Andrew Kelly steps in. First pitch to him, misses outside for a ball. And it's 1-0, one ball, no strikes. Second and third, one out. That pitch misses outside, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count on Andrew Kelly. He's 0-for-1, struck out back in the first. Pitch up high, and it is 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Cale Conrad, the runner at third. Carson Lutz, the runner at second. The pitch to strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Second and third, one out. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2, the count on Andrew Kelly. Connor DePue waits on deck. Runners at second and third, one out. Vandals trailing 4-1 here in the bottom of the third. The pitch, That's strike three called, and there's two gone. I don't think Andrew Kelly agreed. There are two out, and the hitter is Connor Depew. Connor also 0-for-1, struck out in the first. And he bats here with two out, and runners in second and third. Hale comes set, his pitch to Connor. High and away for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count on Connor Depew. Second and third, two down. Now Hale steps off. Now he gets back up on top. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count on Connor Depew. One ball, one strike. Second and third, two down. Pitch. Little tapper foul. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Gil Conrad led off the inning with a double. Then Jack Lewis was hit by a pitch. Two outs since then. We're second and third, two down. Conrad takes a big lead off third, the pitch. Did he go around? Yes, he did, but the ball gets away. So Cale Conrad will come home to score. Connor Depew is safe at first. On to third is Jack Lewis. So it was a swing and a miss on strike three, but it was a wild pitch on it. And that allows Connor Depew to take first. If Vandals get a run, they now trail 4-2. And it's runners at first and third, two out. And Andrew Casey is the hitter. Andrew is 0-for-1. He struck out in the second. So first and third now, two down. And a run in for the Vandals. The runner from first is going. The pitch is high. They're not going to try. So Connor Depew will go to second. So it's second and third. So Andrew Casey could tie the game with a hit. 1-0 the count. Next to Andrew. Foul tipped off the catcher's mitt. Jack Lewis took off thinking it was just glanced off the catcher's mitt, but it was a foul tip. And it's 1-1. He's got good baseball instincts. 1-1 on the way. That is a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runners at second and third, two down. We're in the top or the bottom of the third. Vandals trailing 4-2. The pitch, low for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Hale looks in to get his sign. Has the one he wants. Comes set. His pitch. Strike three called. And the inning is over. So the Vandals get a run. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Vandals trailing at 4-2. Take a break on WKRB.